what we know. So we will have no sulahnama with that person. Go at once. Here, Vishnu Chakravarti is telling that they know that Krishna is God. And he is Ram and he is Brahman and all things. But yet, they know that Krishna is our lover. So there is Aishwarya, but always covered with
subordinate.
This Aishwarya bhav in Gopi comes only in Virah bhav, in separation, not in meeting. As 3 or 4 months of milk is boiled in a very big fire. Any grass, pieces of grass is in milk. When the milk will be so warm that it will go up like this, boiling. So after so much time, that grass will be seen in upper state, but at once it will be gone. So in warm, being warm means separation. Only that grass, that is Aishwarya bhav, will be seen in gopis, not all that. But yet, being Aishwarya, they will love Krishna as their lover. They will not be Krishna. So being Aishwarya, if it is anukul, favorable to Naralila, and Krishna does not lips Naralila, then it is Madhurya. And if there is Madhurya, like Arjun and Devaki, when Krishna was sitting on the chariot, he told, "Oh Krishna, take my chariot to the middle point." And Krishna does. But when he saw this room, he was so much nervous and told that, "I will not tell you, Sakha, you are God himself." So Arjun was but he forget that he is my enemy. Aishwarya is more powerful. So Arjun and Dwarka Leela, all are as full of Aishwarya, sometimes Madhurya, but it is defeated by. So Nar Leela should be as a Nar Leela, taking that Krishna is only my lover. He is lover of gopis and Srimati Radhika, Radha Kan. So gopi in Nar Leela, how they served Radha and Krishna. We should also serve Krishna like Manjari, Lokanusarata. Understand this? In Bhaktira Swami Sindhu, you can see the meaning.
Braja Lokanusarata.
What he has given?
In the whole verse, in this Braja, one engaged in spiritual practices under subservience to the residents of Braja with an eager longing for following in the mood of their bhavas, feelings and sentiments of one's desired dearest one of Sri Krishna, should serve them both, Sri Krishna and his dearest Sri Radha, or Sri Nanda Yasoda, as the case may be, both in the stage of a sadhaka, in the stage of spiritual practices yet in bondage, and also in the stage as a siddha, even when one has attained the object of such spiritual practices.
I have told it.
Very nice.
Very nice. So second sloka is this. Third is Ravana Utkirtanadi. This meaning is that all the ang means parts of Navadha Bhakti are 16 64. Or 5. Eh? 5 means Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Vas. Mathura means Braj and Mahaprabhu. Mathura Vas. Sri Mukti Shraddhaya Shiva. These 5. So all angs, what we do in Vaidhi Bhakti, they should be adopted in Madhurya Bhakti also. But bhav will be changed. Heart will be nonsense. To do this. And something I will tell another day.
We have doing japa, and we are remembering, just as Raghunath Das Goswami has described in Rilakkusumandali, how he is preparing the cottage house near Radhakund for Radha and Krishna to meet, how Rupa Manjari is massaging Krishna's feet, he is massaging Srimati Radhika's feet. So this type of meditation, if we remember these activities that they are doing while we are chanting, that is quite all right. We are not thinking that we are doing, we are remembering that they are doing and that they are doing.
And having some that we should also have like this. And if you will hear the meanings which are very deep, then you will be more joy, filled by, and you can remember it more greatly. Now we should go like this. After that, what Krishna wants and our Gurudev wants, we will do like this. That.
Can I ask some questions? When we are meditating on the activities of Sri Rupa Manjari, Sri Rati Manjari, but we know that our Guru is also assisting. So, I want to know that when you are meditating on your Gurudev, do you also meditate on assisting him in his service to Rupa Manjari?
We do it as a Vinod Manjari, assistance of Rupa Manjari.
And how does the disciple, just as you are his disciple, how do you meditate on assisting Vinod Manjari?
Afterward I will tell. You will also know your Gurudev also, by his grace. And you will meditate like that.
Because you're always saying that we shall meditate on Rupa Manjari or Rati Manjari. So I'm only asking also, do we also meditate on, as you are meditating, on a certain Vinod?
We meditate our Gurudev, a very dear and near Sakhi of having qualities like Rupa Manjari, but not same as our Acharya Guru has done.
As we are assisting our Gurudev in our sadhaka form here, will we also be assisting there?
This will come surely. this day to whom you have served, and pray him that you should manifest your dhyatva in our heart. Then he will give darshan. It will be very easy for you. And he will give an idea. Inner idea he will shortly give. And after that you can realize and can do. Now you should only pray him that you should manifest yourself what you are in Krishna Lila.
Tano Guru Prachodaya.
Huh?
Tano Guru Prachodaya.
That is Guru Mantra. But we should know that he is certainly a Sakhi of Rukmini. He is doing all these things. But in Sadhak Sarir, that has been described. You can realize what you have served and you have seen him doing sadhan bhajan.
The other day, I can hold these questions till next time if you want, but I have this question to ask you. The other day I asked you about Chaitanya Lila. So I have got a number of questions on this subject of Chaitanya Lila. For example, what does our guru form take in Chaitanya Lila?
As his now. We have seen.
But just as we may have seen over a period of 15 years, the form may change.
What you have seen, yes, you can remember. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya was old, and all Srinivas was matured, and all others were. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But may I ask that? I have some doubt on this point. That as we understand in the Siddha Deha body, that is a spiritual body, eternally youthful, just like Krishna's Nava Yogana, always very youthful. But our Gurudev's body was elderly. So in Sweta Dweep, Nava Dweep, Dham, in Goloka Dham, you mean to say there will be an elderly body?
What his body? You will realize it by his grace. But in Sadhak Sarir, we should only remember what you have seen.
But does one get a different body in Chaitanya Lila also?
But you should know that in your guru or our guru, there is no physical body and inner body. They are same. They have no nothing like Baddha Jiva. This physical body, then Sukshma Sarir, and then Atma. There are no three differences. There are only Satchidana. But we are seeing something by illusory Maya, because we are under illusory Maya. It may be that we cannot see correct his body. But what we have seen, we should, as a sadhak sarir, we will see. We will remember. No kalpana is needed. And after some time, when our guru they will see, and will know necessary that my that sarir body, by which I serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he may reveal there.
So, just as your Gurudev has shown that his form is Vinod Manjari, his eternal identity is Vinod Manjari, so he may have an eternal identity in Chaitanya Lila.
I have not any kalpana.
Imagination.
I saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Gurudev has served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this body. How he served, we have seen. You have seen also your Gurudev. So we should always remember in this sadhak sarir. This is his sadhak sarir. And siddha sarir may be another to serve Radha and Krishna.
But what about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I cannot grasp this point fully yet. Because Radha and Krishna is in Goloka Vrindavan, as is here. So in Navadvipa, Goloka also has some portion Navadvipa. So, what is...
So in this step, he can go there? I have belief. But if anything is hidden, he will reveal when he will need. But we have seen that always serving, always thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to do prachar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Gaur Leela, Rupa Sanatan has served him by literature and so many services. Your Gurudev has done so all these things. If he was at that time, I think that it is not sure that at that time he has done the role what he has done. I think that now he has done a so role that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela he may not do. Only to do these things, not seva. In the whole world he has preached. Rupa Sanatan only went to Navadvipa and here in being Mayapur in Vrindavan, they have served. He has also served in the whole world. So, we should not do any kalpana, but what we have seen, what we have realized, we should see that in this se, sadhak se, he has served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if he has any other se at that time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a parikar, he will reveal when he will think proper son.
In Goloka Dham, there is Raja, there is Mathura, there is Dwarka. Then we understand there is also Navadvipa. So, there's also Purushottam Kshetra is there also.
Purushottam Kshetra is in Goloka Dham. Purushottam Kshetra, Dwarka, all are in Goloka.
In that means in Navadvipa, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is as a grihastha, in that type of, and then in Purushottam Kshetra as a sannyasi, and these are all going on Nitya Lila.
As Krishna being in Vrindavan, being at Mathura and Dwarka, these lilas are aprakat lila.
And what about when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India? How is that shown in Goloka?
There are some lila that are called nitya lila and some are namittik. It will be in namittik lila. Because it is for siksha of jiva souls. Naudip lila is in that aprakatta.
And Purushottam Kshetra Lila also.
Secondary.
Navadvipa Lila is primary.
Right. Hello. Hello.
One last question. When we see Srimati Tulsi Devi, is there a separate jiva in each Tulsi plant? And if so, how do we...
Manifestation answer? Like Krishna, as Radhika.
I mean to say, in a normal tree, there is a jiva soul. In the Tulsi, there are so many Tulsi trees, so many plants are there.
Like, there are so many Salagram Shila. So Narayan is different, like jiva, in the same way. Tulsi is one, and same Tulsi is there, not separate.
And not jiva.
No.
These are not jiva.
Certainly not. No. Govardhan Shila. So many pieces, thousands and lakhs and crores of. So in each Shila, Govardhan is there. So different Govardhan, like that. Tulsi. In Vrindavan, first times we see that Vrinda Devi is separate and Tulsi Manjari is separate. Tulsi Manjari. Tulsi is very, she is also Dhuti under Vrinda Devi. Here manifestation of Vrinda Devi Tulsi Manjari. And sometimes Tulsi Manjari is used for Rati Manjari, that is Raghunath Das Goswami. Two names Raghunath Das Goswami in his Siddhas. Tulsi Manjari and Rati Manjari.
Is it the same person?
Same.
Raghunath Das Goswami is Tulsi Manjari?
Tulsi Manjari.
Under Vrinda?
Huh?
Under Vrinda Devi. A duty of Vrinda?
No. He is separate. Tulsi, one Tulsari, Manjari, one. She is Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Raghunath Das. And there, Tulsi is only Dhuti, not Manjari. Later on, you will know everything by and by. How are you? Today, have you met Gopal Krishna Swami?
Yes.
He has given anything?
Yeah, he has given it for translation in Hindi.
After that?
And then when they give to us, we shall bring. He told us he came to see us.
If that paper is here, then we should again
practice. Yeah, we will practice.
Both.
This is the Nitya Lila.
If anything new arises.
Nitya Lila.
And there, pleader will also ask me something?
Perhaps. But their pleader will also be very much respectful. If it is, you remember that lady? She is very respectful. With me, she could take some liberties, but with you, she will not take any liberties. She will be quite respectful.
No, they can ask any question.
Perhaps, but what is there to ask?
She can ask one thing, I fear, that he was not Brahmin. No? Brahmins, in Shastra it is written, only Brahmins can take sannyas. This fact. So we should be prepared on this front.
So you have to think of some question. Yeah, she will ask question of that type. That's true.
So I should be prepared.
Yeah, she will ask that type of question.
Are any questions?
Of that type, something like that.
She may others may not. So I want to discuss about all these things.
Okay.
One day,
yes.
It will take 1 hour.
Yes. Now, Gurjan said that we should select the days on which we will do some parikrama.
Another day.
Okay.
That very little something.
Feeling in the heart.
Yesterday night, for a half a minute. And doctor has told that for 3 months you can have this thing. So don't fear.
So tomorrow we will
take rest.
We will take rest. We will not come tomorrow.
One day at least there should be rest. It will very enough to you what subject is going on.
Very what?
Enough.
Oh, more than enough.
More than
many tomorrows.
You will think.
Day after tomorrow is Sunday.
No. No problem.
No problem.
No problem for you? Many people do not come Sunday morning?
They come.
Then?
But you will come this time, morning time.
We will try to come by 9:30 sharp. And that is not a problem for you, Sunday?
If they will come, like they came.
That is also nice to see them, seeing you.
Very, very...
We become happy to see it also.
Very, very good devotees.
Yeah.
They help me in so ways.
Yeah.
So ways. I respect them as Brajavasi. They are actually Brajavasi.
You have...
Not as Pandas. They are Dakat only. I fear Pandas. But it is, you are lucky that they don't go to you. You are not.
Yeah, they don't come.
Love.
Other sound? That's the bell.
Sorry.
The explanation of two slokas we have completed. But in very sankshep.
Summary.
In summary. We have done seva sadhak rupena, siddha rupena, cha, tad bhav lipsuna karja, braj lokanusharata. Smaranam, Krishnam smaran. First is, we should remember Krishna and their Krishna Parikar, to whom we have grieved. And doing, remembering her, telling and hearing the past times of those two, and always living in Vrindavan, or if it is not by body, then by mind we should be in Vrindavan. We should do service, or sadhan bhajan, sadhak rupena, siddha rupena. Sadhak rupena as Rupa Goswami, siddha rupena as Rupanji. As Prajalokanusarata, Murai Sabuli. As Prajalokanusarata. Here, Prajalokanusarata means as Naralila, as a human pastime, and as Nanda Baba Yashoda and Gopis have relation with Krishna as a human body, but they were not humans. But this is Naralila. Now third slok is Sranot Kirtanadi Bhakti Vaidhi Bhakti Uditanitu Jan Angani Cha Ta Annatra Vigyani Manishiti. If a man has Sraddha by seeing Shastra orders and he has a mood to have bhakti, by that Shraddha, then it is called Vaidhi Bhakti. But a man, a devotee, who has greed to have service like gopis, but he is doing Vaidhi Bhakti, yet it will be called Madhurya Bhava. It will be called Raganuga. But mood of that Vaidhi Bhakti will change, not as Vaidhi Bhakti. So a Raganuga Bhakta should do all the angs, parts of nine bhaktis, or five bhaktis, or Sraman Kirtan Smaran, or doing only one Harinam Sankirtan. Bhav must come there. Here he is telling about this slok. That every part of 64 kinds of bhakti are nine kinds of bhakti. A Raganuga devotee should adopt only the parts that are favorable, not all, and it will be not bad or any offense on his part if he leaves anyone for mool, for root. That is ansi.
Yeah,
here ansi is what thing?
The essence.
Huh?
Essence means the
Sar.
Essential.
Sar.
What thing?
The essential thing is greed, love, to get greed.
He has greed.
To cultivate, nourish.
What thing?
His affection, his love.
What affection?
For Krishna in a particular way, his mood.
Means Gopi Bhav. Your root is Manjari Bhav. So having a person to service of Radhika, like gopis, manjaris, this is Mool Ansi Bhav. So, what are Anukul?
Favorable.
They should do. And what is unfavorable, they should keep out. Like Ahangraha Upasana. Ahangraha Upasana, you know, what?
Worshipping the self as that. No?
Here, not meaning. I'm Lalita.
Yeah,
I'm Vishakha.
Yeah.
I'm Rup Manjari. These are Ahangraha Upasana. In Sahaji Babaji.
Yeah.
They feel that I am Lalita Sakhi, not Lalita Dasi, but Lalita Sakhi. I am Visakha, I am Chitra, I am Rukmindri, I am all this. These are all Ahamgraha Upasana. It is very dangerous, so we should be escaped. Mudra. Mudra, you mean?
Yeah, all these things for Ashman and Puja.
All these things?
Non-important in Raga.
Gomukhi and all this. To have Kush in hand for Sankalpa, we don't need. Nyas, we should not adopt Nyas. Dvarka Dhyan, it is in 64 Bhakti. We should not do it. Rukmini and Mahishi Puja, we should not do. Then Ramchandra, be careful. It is for others, not for. If Krishna is Ram, yet we should be very careful in this. We can do pranam, telling that, oh Krishna, we have met so beautiful rope as Ram and doing all these pastimes, not addressing Ram. We should address Krishna. No puja, nothing. If you do Dwarkadhish Krishna puja, and it is more better than Ram, but yet it has been warned.
What about the Nrisingadev?
Nrisingadev, as bhakti protector, we can do pranam. These have given in Shastra, and it has been told that this would be done. But for ordinary persons, for general, not for a special which are going to serve Srimati Radhika. Raga Runga means to serve Radhika with Krishna. So I can't take this should be. Acharya Varga had established so many deities, but for general persons, not for ekana. So we should do carefully all these things, so that anyone cannot to think that they are against Ram or Dwarka. And though they should do all these things, but having greed.
There's that verse in the Bhagavad Gita, do not disrupt the minds.
Na karma bheda buddhi janeta karma sangina. But you are not karma sangi.
But this, that verse is what you are saying.
So even it is written and given in Bhakti Shastra to do all these things which we have mentioned. But yet, in Raganuga we should not do. In Bhakti Shastra, it has been written that we should not do avagya to any part of bhakti.
We should not
do any offense. Or do avagya. Avagya means
disobedient.
But yet there are something to understand. Those who are not, I use that word, uncool.
Favorable.
Not favorable. We should not take. He is telling that if a man is doing, following this principle, a time comes when there is a mandir of Satyabhama Rukmini and Krishna Ramchandra and all Vigraha. It comes by chance that we have to worship them. And if we not worship, then there is no offense. But for general person, it is offense. But not in a mood that we are doing any offense. Like Hanuman told that, Garuda told to Hanuman that your Ishtadev is calling you. He said that my health is so down. I am sick. I cannot go. I'm seriously. He told that Krishna is calling me. I know. But I am so much tired. I cannot go. Then he wanted to take by force. But he, with his tail, he did so that he went to Dwarka at once. छिटक करके गिर पड़े हनुमान जी. He gave her so much धक्का, धक्का मैंने push that he
He fell over.
Over sea near Dwarka.
He flew.
Not flew.
But with so much force.
Through. Is it tell? He throw. Garuda there.
Hanuman threw Garuda with his tail.
Oh.
Who was tired?
Hanuman
tired.
Telling.
He said, I am tired.
When he saw that Krishna is calling him, he did not meant. But again, Krishna told him that again go and tell him that Ram is calling you. So he again came and told that your Ishtadev Ram is calling you. Then he became very glad. And told that I am taking bath. After taking bath, and Tilak Mantra, I am coming. Just coming. You should go and tell Ramchandra that I am coming just now. He told that I will go very as a mind.
As fast go. As the mind.
So please come and ride on my back. Malta said, no, it is not. I am coming just now, you should go. And in the meantime, he was going in halfway, Garuda. Flying so fast, but yet Hanuman came in a jump, and Sa Ramchandra, who Krishna was in the shape of Ram, and talked something and paid respect, and he was returning in halfway, Garuda was coming.